live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer, and with me today is Ross Kramer and Matt Elliott. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Absolutely doing tremendous, Brent. Thanks.
Great to be back on the podcast.
I want to kick off the show with a bit of a contest.
Contest!
So those people listening in, yeah. So here are the rules. Email us at podcast@listtrack.com. Send us your name, your mailing address, and the first five emails that we get, we will send you a 1 gig credit card sized flash drive.
List Track branded
flash drive. Very cool. Fits right in your wallet. Very convenient on the go.
It is very cool. Yeah. Google sent me one of these. I think last Christmas they sent me one. Thank you for your business. Here is a very cool credit card sized memory stick thing. And I put it in my desk drawer. And when Megan said, we want to get some stuff to send out.
And I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere and I've said, boy, I wish I had a gig's worth of data right now to just be able to store this. And now I'll be able to do that.
There you go. Podcast folks that are on this podcast are not eligible to receive the credit card size.
So Matt, you're out.
I'll stop.
And make sure you spell List Track, LISTRAK.
Yes, or it's going to bounce back.
That's right. And hey, let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what you think and, send some questions our way.
Or topics. We'd love to hear from our audience and see if there's any topics that you'd want us to cover that we haven't covered recently.
Or other jokes or things like that.
Sure.
So in the news this week here at List Track is that we are officially unveiling the name of our event triggered messaging system. It is List Track Conductor.
That's right.
So Conductor is the name of our ETM system. And we've been playing around with Conductor this week. I personally have been working with it and received my first few Conductor messages. I was building conversations and pretty cool. Number of ways to get into conversations that I was kind of messing around with. You can get a person into a conversation using an external form. You can get them into a conversation using the add to list screen within List Track within the GUI. You can use list import to get them in there. What's also cool is you can also, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brent, but you can create what we're calling an external trigger and then insert a person using the import wizard into any part of the conversation based on that external trigger.
Right. So it's external events. So you have external events, and external events can lead into any trigger in a conversation. So you could have multiple conversations based on one single event is one possibility there. But the event is the external event is what kind of ties everything together. You can link what you're talking about, the form, to an external event, or the import wizard to an external event. And then that external event is tied into a conversation, and that will kick off a conversation.
So I was setting up wait stages as well. Then I could wait. My conversation was just having, having people wait a couple of minutes, but you could set it to set up days or months.
Right. So your waits, it can be based on a duration, a specific date. A date based off of a specific year, but on an interval. So yearly based on, so birthday email is a good example of that, or anniversary email or holiday email. Same time every year based off of that date.
And with an offset as well.
Exactly. So 1 week before the birthday, 2 weeks before your birthday.
Which is very cool.
And durations like 30 days from first event, 60 days from the first event, 90
right.
days and so on.
Yep. Yeah.
And based off of a profile field. So you can insert your own custom dates.
Yeah, that's one of the powerful features is there's a step called a go-to step, and a go-to step can send you to any other point in the conversation. But there you can plug in a profile filter so that based on this filter, if you hit the filter, then you're going to send them one way. Otherwise, you're going to keep going forward in the conversation. So very, very powerful feature there.
And we're calling that conditional branching or multipath conversations, which is really, I mean, besides the fact that the editor is really amazing and it's probably one of the coolest web-based things that I've ever even interacted with, not to break my own arm by patting myself on my own back, but it is a...
It really is
some fantastic pieces of JavaScript that we've created there. But beyond the fact that the editor is just really, really amazing is the fact that you can do these multi-path conditional branching conversations where you can take, based off of a profile fields, a certain amount of people this way or a certain amount of people this way, even on top of the fact that you can say, well, if they clicked on this link, to take them down this area, but to the extent that if they clicked on this link and they're a male and they're over the age of 30, but they're not a dog lover, then follow up with this series of messages, which is really, really crazy.
Yeah, very powerful. Another cool feature is notifications that go out. You can have notifications go out to your sales staff or your marketing person, any key contact. You can have a mail goes out. Basically, any contact that goes through that step of the conversation, an email is sent, a notification email sent to that contact.
And I was actually using the system in probably a way that it wasn't originally designed. I was using the notification step. I was setting up sort of they were like click-through based triggers to just send a notification. So it just notified me if someone clicked through in a different link. And then I had a wait stage and a go-to stage that actually just got them right back onto the message series, but it notified me if they clicked through in a specific link.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, very powerful there. And that's one of the reasons we include a notification step on any step, not just a message, is that, you know, you don't necessarily need to send a message in order to have that go out.
I was impressed. Even on the termination step, there's a notification stage. So you can be notified when somebody terminates, when they have run the full course of the conversation.
Right. And one of the reasons for that step, the termination step, to make sure that people can exit a conversation, there's rules in place to make sure that any one contact is only in one place in a conversation, so you don't overwhelm someone, you're not spamming them with multiple messages accidentally, you know, because of multiple entries. So that rules in place as well.
Yeah, so again, we're very interested in demoing this thing, so if anybody's listening, drop a line into podcast@listtrack.com.
It's definitely going to be a really powerful addition to our software suite. And when you look at this week's webinar with Stefan Tornquist from Marketing Sherpa, it was specifically talking about the power of transactional and event-driven emails. And if you didn't get a chance to see that webinar, I apologize. We weren't able to record it and, you know, with our contractual agreement with Marketing Sherpa. But for those of you who are listening to the podcast that did see it, I mean, there was definitely some real value added and expressed by Stefan about these types of emails. And, you know, as I'm listening to this webinar and participating in it, it's like, wow, you're going to be able to do all of this with our Conductor product and much more. I mean, what they were doing was real baseline and the examples they were showing, but everything from shopping cart abandonment programs to form abandonment programs, link and click abandonment programs, and web page abandonment programs. A lot of abandonment in there, but really trying to re-engage people and identifying people that have, you know, started the engagement process, but for whatever reason dropped out of it, and using an event-triggered system to pull them back in either through an offer or just, you know, some other type of message that can get them back into the fold is going to be extremely powerful, especially, I mean, for your online retailers. But Stefan talked about the B2B aspect of it, where, you know, form abandonment's, you know, a real big issue when you're trying to get people to download webinars or white papers or trying to get them engaged into your brand that way, that you'll be able to identify them and send an email out and try to get them back into the fold. I mean, that's going to be really powerful stuff.
I think you had a really great point in that webinar, Matt, when you brought up the fact that not only can you participate in this conversation, but you can also provide dynamic content. So that offer, you know, not only can you give an offer if the shopping cart's been abandoned, but based on their segmentation information, you could send an offer that's really targeted to them using dynamic content. So, you know, even more power available.
Absolutely.
And that's the one thing that we haven't talked about in a little, you know, while on the podcast is our dynamic content features, which is an often overlooked feature, but the ROI that you can realize by using it is really off the charts. probably about time that we get busy doing another case study with dynamic content. The last one that we did with Discount Beauty Center, the stats were just incredible. By looking at the products that a particular person had ordered historically, and instead of just serving up whatever the merchandising manager at Discount Beauty Center wanted to include, we actually included the products that they had historically bought, and you know, many multiples. We were finally able to break through a 6% click through rate. I think at the end of the day, that's really what it was about, was
just guys
breaking through that 3% click through rate. You know, historically 3% click through rates, and we got a 6% when using dynamic content.
Another item Stefan talked about during the webinar was one of the types of programs you can use event driven messaging campaigns with is replenishable or resubscription, you know, reminding people to resubscribe. But the example he used was a replenishable product. And that's exactly what we did with that DBC case study, was focused on replenishable products, but we're able to show each individual recipient of the email their particular product that had been purchased in the past that was most likely in need of being replenished. And that specificity really is what drove those, that click-through rate being so high.
And I think you can also see, you know, if you're not ROI driven, if your department is mostly in charge of just getting stuff out the door, and you know, this, the kind of poor global economy continues to drag on here, but if your specific marketing department has been, you know, on the receiving end of downsizing, using dynamic content to automate things, you know, if you're sending out multiple newsletters that contain just about the same stuff or, you know, same content for different people, you can leverage dynamic content to just use one template. I know we had a few people out at a local restaurant chain that does a soup of the day email. I'm not sure exactly how many different stores they have, 20 or so, 30 stores.
They have about 23 stores and over 200 soup options at these different 23 different stores. But what's interesting is out of the 200 soups, even though it's a pretty tight geographical region in our area, from store to store, the soup preferences of those customers is entirely different. And so they really need to maintain this collection of different soup offers, and they rotate it and keep it going fresh. But dynamic content is absolutely going to be a efficiency and time saver for them to be able to build this email. Rather than sending out 23 different versions of the email, they'll be able to send out one version of the email that will, based on the store's location and their top five soup preferences, they'll be able to just generate that and have the more specific, relevant type of email reach the right people.
So dynamic content in action.
And dynamic content in combination with a conversation, just immense power.
Absolutely. But the key is you've got to get those emails delivered. And if your audience has been on Yahoo, you might have been, or Yahoo domains, you might have been struggling with that recently.
And sometimes we struggle to get relevant news in the email industry, but this is definitely a news item.
Sure. For those people who don't know what we're talking about, there's been a ongoing issue at Yahoo for the past couple of weeks where they've been having a lot of false positive issues with a spam house block lists. Actually, there's three different block lists that spam house maintains, and all three of them have been coming up with some false positives at the Yahoo filtering mechanism on their mail engine, and a lot of legitimate inbound mail has been blocked for, you know, illegitimate reasons.
Yeah, and we've been in contact with Yahoo and contact with Spamhaus, as well as our other peers at other ESPs and ISPs as well. Then it pretty much seems to be affecting all IP addresses across the entire internet. So, you know, I know I've personally read a number of blog posts at other ESPs talking about the same issue. The good news is, if you're a ListTrak customer, we are issuing credits to everybody. At the end of May, we added up all of the bounces that we received due to this spam house issue and issued credits for everybody. And we'll do the same as long as the issue continues.
And one of our really neat features that we added to our system, dynamic profiling, has made it real easy for our customers to resend to those Yahoo bounces once the problem's been corrected, so that they can still deliver the message, maybe not as timely as they had wanted to originally, but as soon as the issue's been cleared up, they've been able to use our dynamic profile, you know, engine to identify those Yahoo bounces and resend to them quite easily.
Yeah, we were just talking to Brandon Brophy, who said, you could mail, you could hit the send button 1 second, hit the send button a second later, and some of the mail will be delivered and some won't.
Yeah, because it wasn't across, it wasn't all Yahoo MX, you know, MX, you know, mailboxes, and it wasn't all IPs, but it was a really large percentage of inbound mail at Yahoo that was falsely blocked.
Yeah, it's quite amazing that they haven't corrected the system, considering how, you know, how deep it could be. So
yeah, I mean, some of the damage that could come out of that, as far as paying attention to your bounces and actually removing legitimate email addresses from your list.
Yeah, that was one of the things we did on our end, was adjust our bounce rules to take this issue into effect, so that our customers are no longer seeing those emails being removed from their lists based on their bounce rules, and kind of giving them a little free pass right now until Yahoo fixes this issue.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't help anybody. That surely doesn't help Yahoo in their quest to keep abandonment over to Gmail and other services, and it surely doesn't help to increase Spam House's reputation, and it surely doesn't help the ESPs or the customers of the ESPs. So we'll do the best we can, you know, until they have the situation rectified. And finally, Brent, what's coming up?
Yeah, we actually have another webinar coming up on June 17th. This one is, I'd kind of consider, it's Mark Brownlow. Kind of consider him a rock star of the email marketing world.
Is he emailmarketingreports.com?
Yeah, very popular blog. And the webinar will be titled The Hidden Cost of Lazy Email Marketing. 1 o'clock on June 17th. You can sign up out on our website for that right now. And I know Carrie had just recently put a new blog post out on our email marketing blog.
Blog.listtrack.com.
That's right. Email marketing strategy, follow the leader. Check that out. You can always follow us on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook. And I think we've run out of time here today. Thanks, guys, for joining me here in the studio.
And thank you, Brent. And a pleasure as always.
Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye.